This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The G7 richest nations have reached a landmark deal to squeeze tax havens and back a minimum global corporate tax of 15% to end what the United States called a race to the bottom on global taxation. We get details from AP's Julie Walker.
Finance ministers also endorsed proposals to make the world's biggest companies pay taxes in countries where they have lots of sales but no physical headquarters. That includes U.S.-based tech giants. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says it provides momentum for a global deal to end a race to the bottom in corporate taxation.
It's led to a system in which corporate taxation plays a diminishing role in financing governments in the U.S. and around the world, and more of the burden has been falling on workers.
Countries, especially the U.S., have been grappling for years with how to deter companies from legally avoiding paying taxes by assigning profits to subsidiaries in tax havens. I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of Hungarians demonstrated in Budapest Saturday against a plan by Prime Minister Viktor Orban's government to build a campus of a top Chinese university in the city. Around 10,000 people marched through the Hungarian capital to protest the proposed Fudan University campus, which is scheduled for completion in 2024. According to a deal signed between Hungary and the Shanghai-based university's president, the campus, its first in Europe, would be a 500,000-square-meter complex. But the sprawling project has fed unease about Hungary's diplomatic tilt from west to east and its soaring indebtedness to China, and has sparked a diplomatic spat between Beijing and Budapest's liberal mayor. This is VOA News. Armed assailants have killed at least 114 people in an overnight attack in Burkina Faso. The government said the attackers struck during the night on Friday, killing residents of the village of Solhan in Yaga province bordering Niger. They burned homes and the market, according to a government statement. The government described the attackers as terrorists, but no group has claimed responsibility. Attacks by jihadists linked to al-Qaeda and the Islamic State in West Africa's Sahel region have risen sharply since the start of the year, particularly in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger, with civilians bearing the brunt. Demolition work began Saturday on a Serbian Orthodox church illegally built on land near Srebrenica seized from a Muslim family after the 1992-95 civil war. The demolition began more than a year and a half after the European Court of Human Rights ordered the destruction of the church, which had been built on land owned by Muslims forced to flee during the war. The church, long a flashpoint between the area's Serbs and Muslims, was built in 1998 on land seized from Fata Orlovic, a Muslim refugee. The village is not far from Srebrenica, where more than 8,000 Muslim men and boys were massacred by Serb forces in 1995. As the pandemic eases, pilgrims are returning to Spain's El Camino paths, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Committing to the pilgrim's path has for centuries been a source of renewal for those willing to put their lives on hold to cross Spain along the Camino de Santiago, a journey that takes hikers to the reported burial place of the Apostle St. James. But after a year of travel restrictions, soul searchers are once again strapping on backpacks and following trails to the city of Santiago de Compostela. The Camino is actually a series of paths that fan out beyond the Iberian Peninsula and spread across Europe. Whichever route one takes, they all end at Santiago's Baroque Cathedral. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And we have confirmed contact and soft capture at 4:09.
SpaceX's latest commercial resupply services mission successfully docked at the International Space Station Saturday, carrying with it thousands of tiny sea creatures, a plaque-fighting toothpaste experiment, and powerful solar panels. This is SpaceX's 22nd supply run for NASA. The space agency turned to private companies to transport cargo and astronauts after the shuttle's retirement a decade ago. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.